first of all, why is May National Moving Month? Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, what we found is that most people like to move during the summer months when the kids are out of school and after they've had a lot of opportunities to sell their house over the course of the spring, and so it tends to be the busiest time of year in the summer. And we picked May because it's really the kickoff of the summer moving season, and it allows people to take an opportunity to plan ahead. Even if they're not moving in May, they can be thinking about their move that they're going to take place later in the summer. And planning ahead is really important in the moving process to make sure that you have all your ducks lined up in a row and everything ready to go and have a successful move.
Now, there are a lot of pretty disreputable movers out there. Can you give us a few signs to look for that somebody you're dealing with might not be the best person to deal with, to work with on moving?
Well, we've managed to get rid of a lot of the bad actors, but there are still a few out there, and some of the signs that you can be concerned with are if the mover's not willing to come to your home to take a look at what you have, if they don't want to put things in writing, just, you know, if they have a bad rating with the Better Business Bureau or if they don't have a license, those are all certainly things to be looking for ahead of time. And you know, then if they show up at your door with an unmarked truck and seem kind of shady, that's also a concern. At that point, it's almost too late, but it's something else to look for.
Are there any long wait times involved in getting movers these days, or can people generally get service pretty fast if they need it?
It really depends on the time that you're trying to move. Again, this is the busy time of year, and so movers do tend to get booked up fairly far in advance this time of year. And the last week of the month is also the prime time for people to move. So if you're able to be flexible about your dates and move some other time of the year or some other time of the month, then you probably have a little more ability to get the first choice of the moving company that you want. And obviously planning ahead and booking well in advance gives you more flexibility about who you can use. So it really kind of depends on all those different factors.
So how does one proceed to find a mover and get things lined up? Can you give us just kind of a blow-by-blow what to do in what order?
Well, we have a lot of tips on our website, which is www.moving.org, and there's a calendar on there that lays out sort of the pre-move process, things to be planning ahead of time, and how to go about making that search work for you. But the best place to do, and we also on the website do have a service where you can search for movers that have been screened by us and certified as professional movers or pro movers that will do a good job for you. But it's also good to talk to friends or neighbors to see who they may have used, see if they had a good experience with companies. Just try and find referrals from folks that you trust and investigate those companies further. We do caution people to avoid just believing everything you see on the Internet. There's some websites that will steer you astray, but we do have some good tips there, and you know, you want to make sure that you know who you're dealing with. And finding a mover that is locally based, that is near your location, makes it easier to check them out and to have others that you know that have used that same company.
And are a lot of people moving right now by historical standards? Has that kind of gone up or down in the last few years?
We did have a few years after the housing crisis hit where the numbers really just plummeted in terms of how many people were able to move. If you were underwater with your home, then you weren't able to sell the old home and you were completely stuck there. And a lot of newer people weren't able to afford a home to move into, and so they were pretty much living where they were. So that was a really bad time of year, a bad time to be a mover because of the economy and the economic situation there. But things have picked up a little since then. I think people are starting to feel a little more comfortable with their situation and looking to see if they can find a better place to live.
Okay, great. Well, I've got the website here, the www.moving.org, so I think we're all set then. I thank you very much for helping us with this.
That sounds great, and make sure that everybody takes their time to do the research and check out the companies that they're looking for and make sure that they hire a good professional mover.